Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild tonight. Clear skies in Jerusalem with a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a cool evening, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Board of Peace demands Israel comply with Gaza ceasefire, calling for an end to kite attacks. This update comes from the Jerusalem Post in the last half hour. Also, Israel takes an unusual step against the Netherlands. According to Walla, Dutch representatives must leave within a week. This news broke earlier this hour. Also this hour, false accusation near Beit Amra, as police confirm an electrical failure caused a house fire, not arson, reported by Israel Hayom just minutes ago. Separately, new Gaza nutrition data highlights truth, says Akunis. He claims pressure to admit starvation exists in Gaza was unfounded. JNS reported this story a short time ago. And finally, in a campaign video, Netanyahu shares his phone number, inviting Israelis to reach out. This comes from The Forward, based on earlier reporting today. Here's what people are saying online. Gideon Saar, Israel's foreign minister, posted earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled following anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News reported just over half an hour ago that Israel, with Netanyahu's approval, has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave due to a new Dutch law banning trade in Israeli territories. Hen Mazig shared breaking news that Hakeem Jeffries, the House Democrat leader, condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker in a CNN interview. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions in Gaza, the Board of Peace has called on Israel to adhere to a ceasefire and halt kite attacks. This demand follows warnings from Israeli officials of potential escalations if conditions are not met within 72 hours. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, the situation remains volatile, affecting civilians in the region. Turning to diplomatic relations, Israel's decision to expel Dutch representatives is a rare move, reflecting heightened tensions over Dutch legislation against Israeli settlements. Walla reports this action as an immediate response to perceived anti-Israel measures. The development strains ties between the two countries, with potential ripple effects on international diplomacy. Meanwhile, in Beit Amra, false claims of arson have been clarified. An investigation by Israeli police determined an electrical fault caused a house fire, dispelling earlier accusations against settlers. Israel Hayom highlights the importance of factual reporting to avoid escalating tensions in mixed communities. Separately, Ofir Akunis, speaking to JNS, refuted claims of starvation in Gaza. He cited new data from UNICEF, reinforcing Israel's stance amid international scrutiny. This narrative shapes global perceptions of the humanitarian situation in Gaza. And finally, Netanyahu's unconventional campaign strategy included sharing his phone number with the public. The Forward reports this move as an attempt to appear accessible and responsive amidst political challenges. This approach could redefine campaign engagement in Israel. On the economic front, First, Alice, an Israeli company, has raised $140 million, betting on the need for AI security layers. This funding round, reported by Tech, values the company between $700 to $800 million, signaling strong investor confidence in AI security solutions. Separately, Tesla's recent recall has prompted Israel's transportation minister to seek clarification from the company. Israel Hayom Business reports concerns over door mechanisms in Model 3 and Model Y vehicles, affecting Tesla's reputation in the Israeli market. And finally, Phoenix Financial's asset management business continues to grow rapidly. Globes reports a 48% profit rise in the second quarter, highlighting Phoenix's position as Israel's largest insurance company and its successful expansion in asset management. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.